my, you asked me to find out, so I have, you wanted one, but I just brought 100, you know. Now it is your problem, you just choose. And Baba laughed and laughed. And Baba looked at them and immediately he gave something, you know, to each one. And of course, he asked them to go. And he said, what? I brought, do you know I spent time for them? And all these boys I brought in, you did not work and asked them to go. How is it? What are you doing? You know, it is no good. I just, you know, put my effort, brought all these boys, searched. And then here all of a sudden, you know, you just ask them to go away. Why did you not work with them? So, such thing would also be there. Then, it so happened that Bairam Jaisawala, Ira's father, you know, he was made a leader. And he was sent to Ankai Mountain near this Manmar. Now what happened? Gustajji was there. Savak Kutwal was there. There was one Swami Bhavanand. So Baba said that they should observe silence. And of course, you know, silence and certain instructions were there. And this one was made the leader of the party. So he had to look after, because no instruction was there, only instruction that he should look after the party. So Gustajji, of course, he was observing silence. And then here, Savak Kotwal was also asked to observe silence. Then there was another Swami, Swami Bhavanand. And Baba said to Bairam Jaisawala, that, you know, of course, you are the leader, you know. You just see that food and everything, you just make arrangement. So Bairam Jaisawala, of course, took the party there in the Ankai Mountain. And what he would do, you know, tea at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock tea. Lunch at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m. Lunch would be ready. Then afternoon tea, which we take, it was just 10 o'clock. And 12 o'clock dinner finished. And he would just go to bed. And then someone, of course, they would not be, they were observing silence. So they would not say anything. But then they would not feel good. So they said, you know, this is spirituality, you don't understand this. Of course, you know, if you want spirituality, you must obey, you must do it. So, you know, after some days, a month, you know, passed like this. And Gustajji, of course, made Savak Kotwal to write a letter saying that I was with Sai Baba. I was with Upasani Maharaj. I was with Baba Jan, Narayan Maharaj, and Tajuddin Baba. And then afterwards, with the avatar. But such master like Bairam Jaisawala, I never found in my life. This is quite different master. So, of course, if you want that the avatar wants me to obey his order, it is all right. But now I am fed up with now five masters, perfect masters and one avatar. I don't need any more masters. So that letter was sent from there. And Baba, that letter was read out to Baba. And Baba said that, Baba laughed and laughed. And then Baba called them back. Now Baba says, what happened? So Bairam Jaisawala says, of course, you know, according to your instruction, of course, I looked after them. But they are not the people to follow, you know. I don't know how they are spiritual. How they are spiritual. I don't understand. Baba said, you are right, you know. You are right because I had given you instruction. So, and you did well, you know. I am very happy. So even what I am telling you, that when Baba would make someone manager or leader, you know, it would be very, very difficult thing to put up with him. Very strict. Anyone, you know, Baba would make manager, very, very strict. He would become very strict. Only one I found, liberal, and he was pending. He was very liberal, so Baba would not like him. He would not like such manager. He would like the manager should be very, very strict, very strict. Now, I just give you an example, Kakabani. Baba would like him very much. He was the manager at Mehrazan. Now we were with Baba and we came down from Satara, and Kaka was all the time at Mehrazan. So he was the manager. Now when we came, Kaka, the strict manager, you know, he would not give us anything, no blade, no soap, nothing, nothing. And what to do now? So it went on, and he was very strict. So I thought, you know, I must make friendship with Kaka. And when friendship would be there, he might, you know, give me something. So every day I would go to Kaka, and, you know, I would read out newspaper to him, I would praise him, and he would feel very happy. So it took a month, you know, to have some friendship. I felt that now Kaka is my friend. It took a month. Now what happened? That one day I go there, and Gustaji died at that time. So Gustaji, what he would do, you know, Gustaji would collect all rotten things. Just like, you know, blade, well, discarded blades, he would collect. All these newspapers, this paper, that, all rubbish you collect. So he had collected all these discarded blades, you know. And I did not know that Kaka brought and put those blades in his room. So, and I was very confident that now Kaka is my friend. And if I would ask him, he would give me. So I went to him and, you know, very lovingly I said, Kaka, will you give me one blade? Yes, yes. I was so happy, you know. I was very happy. I said, you know, Kaka is very strict, but now he came down, he has become very polite, you know, very loving. So he goes, you know, and takes out one blade. It was just rusted blade. And only one, that too, only one blade, rusted blade, and he gives me. What type of principle? I spent 1 month for that. Worked very hard, but still, you know, the Kaka was just Kaka. So, but Baba would like such thing. Baba, not that he would appoint such person as manager who would be very, very strict and no favoritism, nothing, nothing. And Baba would like such a thing. And not that we would not like, we would also like and we would also love. There would be nothing like this, but it was just an enjoyment, you know. That 1 month I spent to make friendship with him. And still, the result was this, that he gave me that blade which I could not use it. So, Malli members, of course, now, just like now, your second incident, so many incidents I told you. Now, her question about that Baba has given everything in God speaks, and what was the need to give additional points. It is not that. There in God speaks you find most of the thing about everything. In this book you find most of the things about the nothing. And nothing is also important. It is as important as everything. Now, what happens, you know, the everything, it is infinite. And when it is infinite, its shadow must also be infinite. The nothing, nothing is the shadow of everything. So it is also infinite. But unfortunately, what happens? That we don't experience the infinite nothing. We experience bit by bit, limited nothings we experience. But as soon as we experience the infinite nothing, we experience infinite everything. So this nothing, infinite nothing, it is also important. Here, when light is there, but light is light because darkness is there. So darkness, of course, is the medium to know light as light. So this nothing is also a medium to know everything as everything. And that's why in this book, the nothing, of course, where Baba had dictated me about two oceans, ocean of everything and ocean of nothing. So this ocean of nothing, it is important, but we don't experience ocean of nothing, but we experience the drops. And because we go on experiencing the drops, and that's why we remain limited. But this ocean of nothing, it is experienced in the state of vacuum, nirvana. That is the state of the nothing. So as soon as you experience nirvana, of course you experience nirvikalpa. I am God state. So this nothing is very, very important, and that's why in this book he has clarified about the importance of the nothing. And though innumerable nothings are there, but we have to experience the infinite nothing, where of course we don't find any divisions. We experience divisions, but when we experience the infinite nothing, then of course we experience our state of God. And that's why he has given this, in this book, of course, he has made it very, very clear. And you know, of course, this age is also, you know, very intellectual. So in order to appeal the intellect, he must also do something so that, you know, you know about that, and then afterwards you come to that conclusion that, of course, this is this intellect is nothing. It is itself a curtain. He has also given a chapter on infinite intelligence. So infinite intelligence, that intelligence is quite different. Our intelligence is limited. Infinite intelligence, that is God. God is infinite intelligence. But we don't have that intelligence, but limited intelligence. But where is that infinite intelligence? It is in everyone. That infinite intelligence is in everyone. But what happens, this infinite intelligence does not know itself as infinite intelligence, and that's why it has to pass through ignorance. And when it experiences ignorance, so ignorance becomes the medium. And then afterwards it comes to know itself as infinite intelligence. So infinite intelligence is the nature of God. He is infinite intelligence. And what is infinite intelligence? That means now you know everything. The past, present, future, everything. Millions of years ago, what had happened, you know now. And what will happen after millions and millions and millions of years, you know now. That is infinite intelligence. So, it is, you know, everyone, of course, has the history. Life is one. And there is no division in life. But what we see, we just find, you know, different things in dream. We take birth in dream. We die in dream. We establish the family in dream. We leave one family. And then again, we take birth and establish another family. It just goes on in dream. It is not that that is the reality. It is just, it happens in dream, and it is a very, very long dream. And unless we wake up from that dream, we don't know our real state. Just like, you know, someone now, he sees the dream, he's sleeping and sees the dream. He finds himself as a king, big king, you know, and big palace is there, and he's ruling over the country. Now another one comes in his dream and tells him that, this is just a dream. You are not a king. So he says, what are you talking? This is my palace. I am enjoying life. I am ruling over the country. And you are telling me that I am not a king. How can I believe it? He says, you know, God is real. God is the only reality. And all else is nothing but dream. Just illusion. He said, maybe. But I don't see God. I see my palace. I just see all this thing. And God, of course, I don't see God. So how can I believe what you say? So he just goes on giving long discourse on God, you know, but no effect. But when he wakes up from the dream, he realizes himself, yes, it was a dream. Then no explanation is necessary for that. So also here in the world, you know, there is nothing but dream. We are just dreaming, and that's why it states that there is no reincarnation. If there is reincarnation, it is only in dream. And when dream is false, this reincarnation is also false. So that's why the life is one from beginning to end. There is nothing, only one life is there, and whatever we see, it happens only in dream. And this dream just goes on and on and on, there is no end. But when it is limited, there is beginning, so there must also be an end. Your end is not there, your beginning is not there. You are just eternal, but the beginning of the dream and end of the dream. But who knows, you know, just like we are so helpless. This illusion, this dream has made us so helpless that though everyone is so powerful, so mighty, but one does not know that. And one thinks so limited. One has become so helpless by illusion. Illusion has made us so helpless. So if we become helpless in his love, not by illusion, but by his love, by obedience, then of course that helplessness is nothing but the strength. It gives strength. This helplessness, because now, suppose next moment, what would happen, whether we know that? We don't know how helpless we are, that we are all knowledge. And we don't know what will happen in next moment, how much helpless the illusion has made us, how much helpless the dream has made us. So, when we realize this and we become helpless in his love, we become so helpless that there is no alternative but to obey him. That helplessness should be such that we should become so helpless that there is no alternative but just to obey him, just to follow him. So that type of helplessness, it gives strength. And that strength when we have, then of course all this illusion, dream, then of course gradually of course we become aware, and one day the time comes, everyone is destined for that. So one realizes himself. The whole creation, the purpose of creation is that one should realize himself. And that's why the creation is there. So here when it is destined, one gets realization today, the other one gets tomorrow. But it is destined. It is destined, and everyone will have it. It is not that anyone will escape from that. Everyone will have it, but it takes time. And he is the one, the avatar, and who is responsible for each one from beginning to end. He is the only one who is responsible. And because he is responsible, he has to come age after age. Because he is responsible. When the perfect master, of course the perfect masters are there, they have also got universal work. But as soon as the duty is fulfilled, they drop the body and then there is no connection. But avatar, it is quite different. From beginning to end, he is responsible for each drop. Unless one drop becomes ocean, it is his responsibility and continued responsibility. It is not that when he drops his body, of course his responsibility is over. No, it never happens. He is the one who is responsible for each one. It is his plan, his divine plan, under which plan, of course, the perfect masters, they work. So it is his plan, and he remains responsible for them. And because his responsibility is there, of course, he comes, he suffers, he gives awakening to the humanity, and then, of course, it just goes on. So this new humanity, which Baba has told, that new humanity will come into picture. What is that new humanity? That new humanity is that now what happens in the world?
We have 5 minutes left.
Oh, I'm sorry. So in the world, what happens when there are two types of impressions, natural and unnatural? When unnatural impressions, they increase and everyone corrects unnatural impressions, then of course, you know, everyone forgets the truth. And when everyone forgets the truth, of course, you know, no progress is there towards God. So when he comes, what he does, he just wipes out all unnatural impressions. And when these unnatural impressions are wiped out, you are then made aware of your Godhood. And when you are aware, of course, you go towards towards God. So when this happens, whole order of the world is changed. Quite new order comes into picture. And when that new order comes into picture, that is the new humanity. New humanity comes into picture. Now, one about his silence. What happens? That his silence, when his silence was broken, when? His silence, when the silence was broken, the beginning of creation started. When he broke the silence and gave out the word, then the creation started. And that word, it turned into flesh. And that word, what was that word he gave out? Who am I? That was, so in the beginning, he broke his silence. And when he broke his silence and he has given that word is to be heard. But we don't hear the word. So there is no question of breaking the silence because he has already broken the silence in the beginning and given out the word. And now for us, it is there that we should hear that word. Then what silence? Baba was also observing silence. What was that? What happened that this whole creation goes on? Why? Because that word is there. And what is that word? Who am I? So this who am I, it is in everyone. It is not that one should say, who am I, that works in everyone. And because that search is there, the creation goes on. But what happens that that search, because of this unnatural impression, that search, that word, that speed of the word, who am I, it is just checked. And when it is checked, of course the word does not work. And when word does not work, the progress is checked. There is no progress. So when he observed the silence, this silence was just to wipe out the obstructions from everyone so that that word should work naturally. And when that word would work naturally, when all unnatural impressions will be wiped out, then it will be considered as if he broke his silence. And that will be his manifestation. It is not that he is not breaking the silence. He is breaking his silence every moment in each heart. So it goes on. But collectively, when all these unnatural impressions, they are wiped out, the obstructions are wiped out, of course, you know, that word would start, it would start working naturally. And that will be his manifestation. There.
Mud bricks and mud and all that. No, the temporary military camp was there. So the officers had this nice house, it's called. It was supposed to be a nice house made in such a way that you don't know, heat of the sun and all that. But otherwise, the soldiers had to live in temporary. What is tata? Tata walls and tin roofs and all that. Temporary, just because they knew war would finish any time. Why I spent so much time? It came to be true within 5 years ago. What else I say? Forgot now. Yeah, Baba was to be then. How, you know, the cracking wall, Baba would have them men. Padri and Gustaji and Nadja's elderly father was there. Mm-hmm. Just to repair cracks, and Baba would help them also supervise. And then after that, he came over by 10:30, 10 o'clock, because no breakfast and no milk in the tea, nothing. Just wheat, like hot water. Wheat tea with food, what do you call food? Mint. Mint and lemongrass, you know. But that is not nourishing. Mm-hmm. That's the flavor is there. But, and dry leaves is just half a teaspoon. So it's just very, very weak color, you know. And it's hot. Mm-hmm. You know, and our glasses have to be such things we have to use that unbreakable things. Mm-hmm. So aluminum, you know aluminum?
Yeah.
That glass each one had. In that we had to everything, drink water as well. And Baba's mug was a mug, lota, we call it lota. Mm-hmm. And that mug, Baba had his bath also, and we used to clean it. And bath and wash face also, we always wash with fresh water all the time. And then the same mug Babaji had is tea. But we cleaned it, of course, that was never dirty bubbles, he's clean or but then still that same mug was used for sitting. So when I was a Baba has lived like a fakir.
Really?
And we also then became the same. But the glass, we couldn't hold the glass. We had to have a little piece of cloth or kerchief and hold it like this. And we made it inside the room, the post office, because outside would be the wood fire. Baba never liked his tea on wood fire then. Smoke, smell of smoke, what do you call smoke? Yes, smoke, wood. So it was made on the prime stove inside the house, in one corner, just the sugar and the tea leaves, that's all. And then you got the milk and the water in the stove. So we made it inside and we took. And we had a sense, but if we had sense, we didn't have a piece of furniture to do that. It was our glasses on the ground, just like that, and Baba's mug also on the ground, just like that, you know. But we didn't have a book even to put on the Baba's, to give respect that is Baba's. No, just like our glasses, Baba's mug was on the floor, not this, what do you call it, stone floor? Yeah, just like that. Now I'm thinking of all these details, the night when I think of Baba and all the details. So, after tea is made, and then we have to take them outside. The mother, Nada, and there's Baba's other caution, you know, the brother, Jamshed's wife, and then more caution, but she's grown up now, but she was younger than the other caution, so, so we all were there at that time, five of us. Each one took the glasses, took Baba's mug and put in front of Baba. Baba wanted to drink it, you know. But that time what happened was plenty of time. Not much work in Mehrabad. Nice time there. Otherwise, after drinking, then they would go to mend what you, the house, what you, repair the house, repair the house, and other things and so on. So what I want to say is they would talk. Baba, by the time tea came, you know, Mandi in front of him, Baba was talking. So Baba loved talking, and he would say to sing. Mm-hmm. Baba sang, you know, when he sang very first, he would sing even before washing his face or having tea.
As
up here. Yeah. Can you imagine how lovely and what a love for singing he had, and a beautiful voice that he could sing that time, 5 o'clock in the morning? Who wanted to sing 5 o'clock in the morning? Yeah. And my mother was here, she come to us, care, Baba singing. So dark, I mean, yes, all right. Run, wash your face, cold water, do everything very fast. And then make the tea, Baba asked me. By the time Baba was singing, it so beautifully, I was saying, yeah. So what I want to say then, that's how Baba's time passed and all that.
But he was talking then, you're saying?
Yeah. But then what was he saying? Forget now, what was he?
We were talking about the women in the West.
No.
Everything will change.
Yeah, so everything changed. No, yes, he said that a time will come, and then that time he would start in the morning. Our sun had risen in reality, and he's just about to start cooking, no? He got up before going, standing there, his hair very short, but on his shoulder, like that, open hair, like that. But very lovely, Baba's hair was. When they're very thin hair, nobody got fine hair, nothing. That's why they got matted very quickly. What do you call it? What do you call it?
Tangled.
And they were all around there. Yeah? And Sadra and Baba were very slim. Like his tummy and the back.
Very close together.
Yeah, very slim. But Baba was very fair skinned. So Baba was standing there and said, time will come, but I'll bring out my sword, you know. I'll have to bring out my sword. When he looked at Baba, Baba did not look at all. Like holding a sword, he was looking so lovely, dainty, and you know, beautiful like this. And the sword didn't go that time. Even talk about it, it was something strange for Baba to say that. He looked at Baba, sword, how is he going to use a sword, you know? But he meant it. Yeah. So there were things that slipped out of him, you know. The sword means not the real sword, but as we say, we have a saying that God's cane has no sound.
No.
You have a saying like that. Yeah. Then that's how then God has been telling us. We don't listen, the world does not listen anyway. They hate each other, all the countries, and like bulldogs that we think. Yeah. Like America's giving arms to Pakistan, she's all lies, is telling them that they're afraid of China.
Abra purchased to see here. He's in Samadhi there.
So, Mani saw the paper and Manish writing, to find out what she's writing now. So Manish says, why is this thing? I can't read. Well, why? What is it? Sir, what you mean? Right? Let me see. You read it and tell me. So Delia took the paper she had written. Delia had written this paper. And she read, she said, good Lord, what is this? Good Lord, what is the word? But you wrote it, Delia. Manish said, how do you expect me to read it? And your own handwriting you can't read. So how can I read? Anybody read? Please, this one, let me type it. So this is how Delia had. And she went, she was very sweet, Delia, very sweet, very helpful, very, very lovely person she is. But her handwriting now, long, like this, long, long. So I said, I thought she was going to help me. With, oh, that's. Narina, how she must have felt, though Baba met her some other time also. But that time she was well, something, heart was weak and all that. She was resting, then Baba was in that. In the guest house with us there, and Totten Elizabeth also was there, so Baba said we want Narina also to be with us, and so he told me and Kitty to bring Narina to help her. So we went to Narina. Narina, you quickly dress up a little bit, and Baba wants you. Oh yes, of course. Okay, and the same blouse, away, and so we made her wear everything, you know, very slowly. Then Kitty made her wear her sandals and all this, and then I gave her a scarf, whatever. We got her ready, and she came. The Kitty now, when she walks, she doesn't want to walk like Narina does, you know, slowly. Elizabeth always likes everything fast. I'm not Elizabeth. Kitty, she walks fast, she likes everything fast. She does not have patience walking. And she knew that I'm guiding, what do you say, helping Narina. So Kitty saw it, there's no need for her, so she quickly went first. Where Baba was, and so I and Narina were walking. When we were walking half the way, Narina turns to me and says, Mera, you always remember me, won't you? This is what she told me. How? She must have felt inwardly something, and she told me that. I said, yes, of course, Narina, we remember you, I will remember you. Then I forgot about it. But then that was 52. Then this accident happened. Baba gave darshan. Many came from New York and other places nearby. From California came, very few came, who could afford to come in short notice, and as you say, afford to come means, you know. And so, Ivy Deuce and Charmin was there, and the others were
there. The dimples? Blood dimples?
He must have got, I didn't see him, but he was with the men. But his daughter, no.
B. Dimple?
No, I didn't see her then. I didn't see her at all. I saw her in 69. Mm-hmm. I didn't see her. So she wasn't there. She was too young. She was 10 and 11 years old. What I want to say is this. Yeah, Narina said, remember me, Mera. She will remember me. Won't you remember me, Mera? I said, yes. I wonder why she's saying that, you know. Because I never thought of anything. But when Baba went in 56, this is 52. Now when Baba went in 56, that time again he met Narina, greeted her, embraced her. She was very happy and all that. Then when Baba then had to visit other places, Baba went and all that. Even Ivy Deuce's place, she invited Baba to come. And so this photo is taken at Ivy Deuce's place.
In Washington?
In Washington, maybe. Yeah, must be there. I don't know. That detail, I don't know. Anyway, that picture is, because it's enlarged, it looks like that, but when it's not enlarged, it's very lovely picture, Baba. Because being large, you know, everything is pulled bigger and bigger. That's why everything is big there. But here, to see the chin also is longer. And no, there is. Otherwise, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. Yeah. The real picture like that.
Yeah.
Lovely Baba looks. So then in 56, Baba met her. And when he came away in 57, Narina dropped her body in 57. So every time Baba went there, he wanted to see Narina. See Narina and... Wendy has a photo that Narina, Elizabeth, and in the middle Baba standing. It's a very nice, lovely picture. But I just got a snapshot, you know, when I tried to have a... You know, the photographers here, the studio is not so good. So they don't come up. I want more copies of them or enlarge them. Nothing could happen. Anyway, they couldn't do it. So this picture also is taken from a small picture.
Enlarged.
Yeah, copy from, this is not an original, this way it's hazy.
Uh-huh.
It's taken from the photo, and then the Panorina there, and the Vaishnava holding them there like this. The Baba is standing so beautiful in this posture, you know, like this, come, so strong and beautiful. And this girl was very beautiful, she's lovely, green blue eyes and tall, and very lovely girl she was. And she's wearing hat, that's why she's very pretty. She would dance very lovely.
This is Margaret.
No, this is Vivian.
Aria
or Vivian, her name was. The second name I don't know. This is Norina, Vivian, and middle is Baba.
It's not Vivian Agostini.
No. This is a different girl. It's quite a different girl. She afterwards never came to Baba. She got married. And never left. Some stayed faithful and some did not. Faithful means the faithful to the love for Baba. Once you love, you must keep on loving. Your love grows more, or your love, your love does not change if you really love. But if you haven't loved, not so warm towards Baba, lukewarm, it does not stay. Like, there are many, you know, like good dimphilos, and Baba should play with him, always having near. Very, very lovingly Baba should be with him. And yet he's the one to tell his daughter or someone, Debbie Tyler, that was there, talked about times over. Remember, at Myrtle Beach, when Baba was with us, how lovely it is, and this is. So he said, oh, those days are gone. You don't see Baba. And something he said, such a thing that his daughter was shocked.
Debbie loves Baba so much. And when she joined the Sufis, it hurt her feelings. She took it so personally that these people didn't love Baba the way she loved Baba.
Yeah.
And she made a big, she made a big scene with the Sufis in California.
I'm very glad and someone was brave enough to do that. Because they didn't teach anything with Baba's words, no Baba's name, nothing to do with Baba. So she was so shocked. Oh, my God. Some way they were talking about
Baba. And Mike Pettengill.
Oh, hey, Baba.
Hi, Meryl. Do you mind if we join you?
Yeah. Very much. I said to Baba, I feel so sorry that my father had not known of you, loved you personally. If you loved you, or seen you, and he was such a loving person, he was very loving. Yes, he loved his children, his home, right? He was a very loving person, he loved you so much, and how beautiful it had been, and everything, but he was not lucky enough for that. Baba said, no. Really, I can see your father now where he's born. He's born a good Baba family, and he's grown up, of course, and he's doing my work in Baba's work. He's doing the work for Baba. He loves Baba, and he's a Baba lover. Yeah, Baba says that, giving him a very good birth. He has connection with me. Oh, then I was very happy that day. Because in another, if in not that form, physical form, next, he must have seen Baba, because he was another form, but not as my father, but he's the same soul in another body, and he has had Baba just and all that. So I was so happy to hear Baba said, don't worry, I know that I can see that. And so that's why, you know, Baba said, we love Baba. But if your father and mother do not love Baba, even they benefit by your loving Baba. That punya, that good sanskar, that good... Punya, I don't want the sanskar. Punya is a good thing that you've done. That also helps them. That benefits them also through you. They also benefit. In next time, they will be Baba lovers. In next life, there is also next life. Even mosquitoes. So... that's how Baba explained one time. Not to worry at all. Your close ones, your near ones, they all benefit by it through your love for me, from your love for Baba. Whoever your near ones, they benefit. It means Baba's divinity and his greatness is so great that indirectly also they receive that grace. Yeah. Well, Padre was friends with Jal. Jal, school friends or what, I don't know. Anyway, they're friends. So Padre would go to see Jal or Jal would go to Padre. So one, and that, in those days, 1921, maybe 21 that time, very early, no Zoroastrians in Pune, Zoroastrian community in Pune, accepted Baba. No one. They talk behind Baba's back and this and that. It had always, avatar has opposition party. So Baba's name was like in mud, you know, bad things they were talking about Baba. And that time Baba had only men following him and all that. But, you know what? Baba had Muslims and Mormons following him. So Zoroastrian said, but he's a Zoroastrian, why is he having Muslims and Hindus? Because they didn't understand. They don't understand that God is for everybody, even for a saint as well as a sinner or whatever she, or for a sinner as well as a sinner. But they don't understand and all that, so they were talking all through that. It's a long, long story. I don't know where to begin, where to end, but... Yeah, Padre, knowing Jal told him about Babajan, that you see, Babajan sitting there, see, she's, Babajan is not a... ordinary person. You think that the old woman, no, she's very great, she's a perfect master. And then Jal would explain to Padre, you know, that the Padre's time had come, so he was impressed. Oh, that's how it is. So he had a Babajan darshan. Darshan means Babajan. You must not try to take her hand and kiss, never, never touch her feet, not touch her body, nothing. If she herself puts her hand out, you just kiss. Otherwise, stand far, you know. Well, Padre had his darshan and was very happy about it. Then by that time, later on, he found that Babajan has made Baba, what do you call, perfect? Not perfect, enlightened.
She was the
first. Huh?
Yeah. She was the first one. When she,
yeah.
I don't know how to say
it. Yeah, Padre followed Babajan, but later he knew that Babajan had kissed Baba and Baba is now enlightened and he is the perfect one. But before that, we called Baba Satguru, means perfect master. We did not know that Baba was the avatar, perfect master. So then what happened was this. So, Padre found Baba and followed him. Now, the detail, nobody talked to Padre. When do I talk to Padre? And Gavin had no time and made money. We always separate, never. And now, a few years back, I told Gavin to ask him, this, asking that, and you know, then Baba had kept silence. Who helped to, you know, somebody had to attend on Baba to wash his face and shave Baba, shave himself, but you give him the things, the soap and towel and water. And the details, then he rested the night, everything. So, Padre gave us those answers about the Dhoni, very first how we started, little things we asked. But we didn't ask many other things, we got. So Babajan, no, Padre knew about Baba and he joined Baba. That's what I'm saying, where did he join Baba? In Manzalameen or at Ferguson College? I think it was Manzalameen straight. He went to Manzalameen and there he was accepted by Baba and he stayed there with the others.
Oh, Padre once said, when he was staying here during the summer, he said that his mother would prepare food for Baba when he was staying at Ferguson College Road in that hut. And Baba would ask Padre's mother to make food. And so Padre, then she would give it to Padre. Before, she was feeling more for Baba, I think, at first than Padre was. So she wanted Padre to feel something more for Baba. So she would always give Padre the food to bring to Baba. And Padre said at first, he said she knew that Babajan was something real. Mm-hmm. He said she, and he, then he respected her for that. And then Padre brought the food to Baba. And then Baba told Padre how much he liked the food, especially his mother's food. Make sure you bring it every day like that. So that was sort of the trick that Baba played, to get Padre to come every day like that.
Yeah, the details I don't know. Anyway, he joined Baba in Manzalameen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all.
No, you didn't talk about how your mother came to Baba.
And my mother, yeah, through Padre, my mother came. So, Padre, no, then Padre, knowing of Babajan, as soon as he told his mother, so his mother's name is Shreni, Aunt Shreni. So Aunt Shreni told my mother that we see Babajan every day on the tree and we don't know how great she is. Maybe we haven't been bowed to her, how we feel now like this, you know, we miss so much. We must go. So So my mother and she would go in the night time. In the night time, then there's not much light, and near Babadan there's not much flood light, you know, very less, what do you call it? One side is dark, you know, but in here it's light, you know, where the Muslims all followed, very few Hindus, but more Muslims and Pathan. Balochistan, healthy fellows, you know, fair skin, happy fellows, the hair cut that short. And they wear the turban in a different way. Balochistan, healthy fellows, you know, fair skin, happy fellows, the hair cut that short. And they wear the turban